One of the political activists sought by the police is Stanley Zhorwadza, who has led protests at Sheraton Hotel in an attempt to force Vice President Phelekezela Mboko to seek out native accommodation. Mboko has been staying at the hotel at the taxpayers' expense since his appointment. Zhorwadza's lawyer, Obey Shava, said he would take Zhorwadza, the chairperson of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, to the police's law and order section.
Yes, I can confirm that my client, Mr. Stanley Zhorwadza, has been called by the police, CID law and order. We are yet to ascertain the exact reason why he's been called by the police.
Zhorwadza said police threats to lock him up and other protesters won't stop Zimbabweans from making various demands, including the removal of Mboko from Sheraton Hotel, the immediate address of the deteriorating economic situation, and the creation of jobs and other issues.
We are not going to be intimidated by a strategy to threaten us with a police incarceration, because what we are fighting for is for the good of all Zimbabweans.
Promise Mukwananzi, spokesperson of Tajamuka Sisijikile campaign, is also being sought by the police for organizing the Wednesday national protest.
We are consulting with our lawyers with a view to handing ourselves to the police. We are handing ourselves to the police with a clear conscience, because we believe wholeheartedly that the actions that we are carrying out are totally lawful and we are entitled to do so under the country's constitution.
The protest leaders have distanced themselves from social media messages calling for Zimbabweans to march from Africa Union Square to the State House tomorrow in an attempt to force President Robert Mugabe to resign for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Pastor Mawarere told Studio 7 that his security has been compromised and therefore he is only likely to discuss the police order sometime this evening. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.